This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Good.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Thursday, the 13th of May. We're on it, in it, smiling through it all. Very approachable group we have here. I'm very approachable, I'll tell you that. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is as well. Victoria Keelan, not so much. Jay Kirshner.
What? What is going on with you?
Oh, my God.
You're so mean to everybody.
Oh, I like the teaser. Come on. Calm down. She's a.
You ask me about Liz Cheney and tell Victoria.
Gives
she's
as good
nice
as she gets.
And come on.
What? Who? Right. Huh? What did you just say?
I said you're always asking me about Liz Cheney. You're telling Victoria she's not nice. Come on.
No, I never said she wasn't nice. I love Victoria because she is who she is.
What did you say then?
Nice. Yes, you are. I agree.
Actually,
but
you are.
Was it again? Yeah.
It's okay. I have a hard candy shell. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not
Capricorn.
I'm not everybody's cup of tea. It's fine.
Right? Yeah.
You're my cup of tea.
For the
record, you're my cup of tea.
Thanks. You're my little shot of whiskey. So there.
Ooh, I like that.
Really? What are you? And Jay, what are you drinking? Lemonade with me? Yeah, we can drink our lemonade. Everything's okay
water
here, folks.
What? Ooh, we're fancy! Coming. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Jennifer, let's get to. Let's talk
Liz
about
Cheney
something.
Liz Cheney report. We do Cheney on the ones here on the DJV show.
All right, so I was watching a newscast last night, and I love these local newscasts. Breaking news from California: there's a big blaze burning in the Antelope Valley. Okay, but there is. It doesn't mean it's affecting us here locally, but we're into the fire season, are we not, in California?
Sad thing is that it's almost an ongoing fire season now in California. And a lot of people will say that that is climate change and global warming. And look, I'm not a scientist. Maybe there's something to it, but it seems something more common sense to me.
You can play one on the radio if you want.
Yeah, but no, I mean, the thing is that it seems very common sense to me that we need to do a little bit better job. I mean, California's a desert. You don't hear the same stories happening about Arizona because Arizona captures water under the ground so they don't get into drought-like conditions when it rains. Mm-hmm. Because the weather here is very cyclical, right? Some years we are inundated with water, and in those years we don't have a capturing system, so the water just drips off into the ocean. It just runs off, and it's of no use to us in the years when we don't get any rain. And this was one of those years. It was a very, very, very dry winter, and so a lot of the brush is already dry. It's getting starting to get a little bit warmer, so things are going to dry out. So I would imagine it's going to be probably a pretty brutal fire season, and it's already started. The good news is that the firefighters have gotten control overnight. It was an Antelope Valley fire that is just north of Los Angeles, and I think they have containment now up to about 15% or 20%, so only about 450 acres, so not too bad. I mean, obviously there was a structure damaged and people had to be evacuated, and that's not ever good, but considering the weather conditions, it could have probably been a lot worse.
Did Caitlyn Jenner mention anything about, I know she's been talking a lot about different issues that she's running on. Has she mentioned anything about, like, you know, which I would consider part of infrastructure, you know, capturing water on during years where you know, like Arizona, like you've mentioned, but like, you know, her family, her house burned right in the Malibu
fires. She talked
fires
about it. Yeah.
Did
that was one of the reasons
like
that people,
a plan?
You know, people were hitting her and saying that she sounded out of touch.
Fire. Didn't they have the fire, firefighters?
Well, no,
Kim
she
did.
Kim
and Kanye
Kim might have.
Did, think,
yeah, they hired in Calabasas, but she did not. Yeah. And one of the things that she was saying is during the big Malibu fire a couple of years ago, I think it was 2018, it all blends together. It goes really fast. But she was talking about it with Sean Hannity that this was like a violent fire. It was very scary. There was no fire support. She said that she lives in a rural area, but she has neighbors. And she said everybody was kind of standing there going, are we going to see a helicopter? Are we going to see this? And so the thing with Caitlyn Jenner, she is not obviously a politician, but she has plans for things, or she says, you know, she gives the talking point. I would like to see what the depth of that is, because mm-hmm. it's very easy to say that our fire management stinks in California, because it does.
Everyone
but
can
what
agree
can
on
you
that,
do? Yeah. Right. What can you do about it? And so I'm still waiting to hear, like, the details. And that's true from all the candidates. All the candidates out there now are, like, doing the broad pitch, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to bring in more firefighters. I want to bring in more air support. These are all really good things that she's saying. Like any candidate, though, I'll be waiting to see how she wants to do that.
Right.
Right. All right. Now, the Biden administration is conflicted, it would appear, in a number of different ways. The fact that the administration shut down the pipeline that had been around, I think it was one of the first acts shutting that. What's the name of the pipeline?
The Keystone.
The Keystone.
Yeah, Keystone. I think it was the XL. It was not.
Meanwhile,
the
Energy Secretary for Mr. Biden says that pipe is the best way to transport fuel. So who's on first, who's on second here, and is there a future for pipelines when it comes to the Biden folks? The question is it moot?
I think that's what a lot of people are asking right now. That was one of the things that happened at the White House press briefing yesterday, where the Biden Energy Secretary, Granholm, Secretary Granholm is her name, mm-hmm. said that the pipelines
Michigan
are the best
governor.
Way to transport.
She's a Michigan governor, right?
Yeah. She said pipes are the best way to transport fuel. And so a lot of people said, well, if that's the case, then why did you shut down, or why did the administration on, like, day one shut down the Keystone pipeline? And so now they're kind of, they're scrambling to back up what their outlook is going to be. Obviously, they're not going to downplay the importance of pipelines, because they're trying to sell an infrastructure bill, right? And so every little bit of that goes into people's understanding of what infrastructure really is. But more importantly than that, and we talked about it earlier, I just, from the administration's perspective, I think it's really important, and I know it's a private company that shut down, that Colonial Pipeline is a private company, and I think that it is their right to do what they need to do for their business. But one thing, the Biden administration is new, and this happens to every administration, so this is not being critical of just him. It happens to everybody who's sitting in there. But you are tested by adversaries when you have a new administration that comes into office. This is why Hamas is bombing Israel. This is why we are seeing a lot more ransomware attacks in the last 100 days than we've seen in a while. It's not like it's not happening. It did happen under the Trump administration, but the testing period is on. They want to see how Biden reacts. His administration, I think, really needs to be clear that we do not negotiate in these situations. The federal government, and companies can do what they want, but the federal government does not support negotiating, because this is, it's only going to get worse. The amount of testing, if you do have a soft position on this, is only going to increase. And so to try to tamp this down, I think you have to come out a little stronger than the administration did, saying this is unacceptable. Hamas bombing Israel is unacceptable. People holding our corporations in the country, unacceptable. And I think that's what people are craving. And I really mean this without, like, politics or, you know, the Trumpisms. I mean, this is just important for any administration in their early months in office to try to set yourself up for success rather than failure, because in the last couple of weeks, even the news media that's favorable to Biden has had a lot that they've had to cover, you know, gas shortages, gas lines, ransomware attacks, Israeli conflicts that don't seem to be going anywhere. If you want to be successful, you have to kind of take that hard line at the beginning, even if you don't plan on acting that way. I mean, I know that stinks, but that's politics, right?
Right. All right. Speaking of the Biden people, they have approved the first large-scale offshore wind farm, which is going to be off of Martha's Vineyard, something that Ted Kennedy put the kibosh to when he was in the Senate. So now,
because of the view, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
you
it some stupid
at.
Thing?
Yeah,
I don't
want to
look
the view.
At that.
I don't
want to
look at that.
Wind
yeah.
farm when I'm on
right.
my boat. Yeah, that yep. kind of stuff. Yeah.
So now, 62 of these are going to be put up, powering 400,000 homes on the Cape and the islands, that sort of stuff.
Did they teach you how to farm wind when you were in the FFA?
No, they didn't. No? Just no, nobody had to teach me about passing gas. All right, so the wind.
Now we can agree on.
Lovely.
Now there are going to be 3,000 turbines in the Atlantic off the coast from Maine down to the Carolinas.
Yeah, Jersey's doing that too.
Yeah. So how's that going to affect your electric bill, Victoria? What's that going to do?
I have no idea.
Is it going to cost less money? Is this all about if without having to burn fossil fuel, there's no energy involved? So won't your price of energy go down?
It should,
isn't that the
right?
question? Yeah, of course it should.
Yeah.
Let's see what these guys do.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
see Governor Newsom says no more masks. So are you all set now, Jennifer? No more masks.
I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at how quickly Gavin Newsom solved all of COVID. You guys went from being under complete lockdown to completely open. You jumped way ahead of New Jersey and New York. And I'm just impressed.
That has nothing to do with the recall, right?
Not the $600 that all the voters in
California have. We have a budget surplus.
Oh,
the guy who
found $75 million. I mean, he's had a
billion.
Week. He's had a $75
billion.
Do people really fall for that stuff?
Yes, because people get their checks and they're like, okay, cool. We don't have to wear a mask anymore? Okay, cool. Nice. I mean, it's like, he was eating.
All right, Jennifer, some good news for you before you have to go.
But no, he was out picking up trash. He was cleaning up homeless encampments on Tuesday.
Really? Good for him.
Like he could ever do that in life. But
yeah, he went from the French laundry to picking up homeless trash.
$10,000 bottle of wine, and now he's got one of those trash pokers.
What a fraud. Anyway, Jennifer, your investment in cruise business is showing an increase in activity here. It should be more valuable than ever. The four Disney Cruise Line ships are apparently getting ready to go to sea, and you'll know that because you'll hear the horn tooting, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. So now they have the latest, how does that go, though? The toots are all the same, right? Toot, toot, toot,
your toots
toot,
are probably
toot,
all the same, right? Toot, 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 toot.
Okay, anyway. So they're going to get started, though. When are they going to sail?
I think they're sailing this July, but in 2022, June 9th, the newest Disney ship, which is the largest, it's called the Disney Wish. I saw the pictures of this. Oh, my God. This thing looks amazing.
It looks incredible. When you take it, you've got to take Mac on a Disney cruise when he gets older, just in a little bit. We did the maiden voyage. I was one of the media people that got to go on the maiden voyage of, like, the Disney Magic or something a few years ago. Or, well, 10 years. 15 years ago, probably now. Those ships are so amazing. I cannot tell you how, if I were a parent, they take your kids from you. You can just sit by the pool with a glass
they
of
take
whatever.
Your kids from you.
And they do it safely, and there's, like, fun stuff. It's cool. It's really
Well, this new one, the reason people are buzzing about it is the Star Wars stuff. So when they take your kids from you, which sounds delightful, and then the kids disappear, the parents go to the adult the Star Wars lounge. It has virtual windows, and so they have what they call a hollow tube, and it simulates the interplanetary space trucking, you know, like in all the Star Wars movies when they jump from one planet to the next. And so it's like you'll go through Tatooine and Corsican and all these other galactic locations that all Star Wars fans know about. So that's fun for the adults to just get bombed and fly through the Star Wars universe.
Hey, give me more Marvel stuff, yeah.
Oh, this also has all the Marvel stuff, too, right? This is Marvel.
See, that's where I'll be hanging.
Star
Wars, yeah.
All right, there it is, folks, how you can spend your summer vacation. Courtesy of the DJV Show at 19 after the hour.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay's about to bring us around to some of the other trending things, including what's going on with these kids that were involved with the Uber driver in Washington. That's up next.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding your mind. Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, so this is about the most disgusting thing that I've seen for a long time, these two little creeps and what's going on with them. So what's the people really talking about this? And this is appropriate, I think, for social media and everybody else. What's the scoop, Jay?
Yeah, the 15-year-old and the 13-year-old that killed a 66-year-old with the carjacking incident of an Uber Eats driver. The 15-year-old has pleaded guilty and will be sentenced on June 4th. Now, the 13-year-old...
So what can she get? What's can she
no
get?
No jail
life?
Time, right?
No jail time.
I had heard that it was no jail
time. It's one charge of felony murder. And so, I mean, that's what the sentencing will figure out, what's happening. And the 13-year-old's court date or court appearance is rescheduled for May 19th.
Wow.
And because they're both underage, their names have not been released.
Yeah, well, they're still creeps. And where are their parents? That's what I want to know. Okay, now, we've been talking a lot today about TV. This Is Us, which became one of the most talked-about television programs in a long, long time. Had been on for 6 seasons, so what's going on? What are people talking about here?
The fifth season is currently airing, and then the sixth season will be its last. Now, a lot of fans are upset that it's only going to be six seasons, but when the show first started, creators had said the idea for this was only going to be a six-season storyline.
How could they even predict
that? It had already, that was what they were writing for. They'd always planned for it to be six seasons. Now, whether or not the network picked them up each season was, you know, up to the network. Yeah. So they were hoping that they would get to have their story play out for the entire six seasons. And that's what they're going to do. So next season will be its last. And that will be the 21-22 broadcast season.
You know,
it's
so popular.
I've never seen it. But I know Jen used to like it.
I know a lot of people love it. I couldn't get into it. And I love Mandy Moore. I'm a huge fan of hers, and I wanted to like the show. It wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
There are a couple of other TV notes that I see are trending. The concert from the World Trade Center with Ne-Yo is going to air on NBC. This was a private concert, it looks like, for military, healthcare workers, that sort of thing, on top of the World Trade Center. Ne-Yo said, I'm not going to lie. This quarantine is good for my family and me. As you may already know, my wife and I were going through it. Quarantine saved our marriage. I do remember that sort of vaguely. They were planning on splitting and then they didn't.
Yeah,
but anyway,
a couple weeks after they announced their split, the pandemic hit and they were forced to stay together
in the house.
And
They did okay. But it's very interesting. You know, what some people wonder about is all the specials on TV and what that does to people like me who like the traditional series. I want to see it every week, and they're always interrupting it with all of this stuff. I don't know who the hell watches these things. Anybody watch this kind of stuff?
Well, Ne-Yo and Katy Perry, and Gavin DeGraw are also on this special, so they all have a pretty big following. Yeah. So,
all right. 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has concerns over the violence escalating in the Middle East.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
Israel began to position troops along the border with Gaza Thursday as violence with Hamas continues to escalate. Hamas launched rocket attacks at Israel Thursday, leaving at least five people injured when a rocket hit a building near Tel Aviv. And an Israeli airstrike destroyed a six-story apartment building in Gaza City. More than 120 retired military officers calling themselves Flag Officers for America have written to President Biden to tell him his election was less than legitimate and questioning his mental acuity. In the letter, they say, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In a recent conversation, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the violence in the region. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security.
At least 67 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have been killed in fighting between Israel's military and Hamas since Monday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has unveiled its 2021 inductees Wednesday, celebrating the most diverse list of inductees in the history of the organization. In the performer category, going in, Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. In the Musical Excellence Award, that's going to be going to LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads. To be eligible for induction into the Hall, the band's first commercial recording must drop 25 years prior to the year of nomination. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
At the hour, it's the Thursday, May 13th edition of the DJV program now with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Today is National Apple Pie Day, so we should have a little food news here. Apple pie, been around since the Middle Ages. Were you telling me earlier, Victoria, you didn't like pie? You never eat pie?
No, I have. I don't remember. I love pie. I don't remember the last time I've had it.
Why don't you have it? If you
I don't know, because I don't bake pie myself. I don't want to eat a whole pie. So.
Pie's overrated, unless it's cheesecake.
Really? But
it's
cake.
That's the question. Is it, though? Because it's a crust and it's a filling.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like blueberry pie, frankly, with gluten-free. It's kind of like pizza. If you can find a good crust that goes well, then it's kind of yummy. Although I did find some chocolate cake. That has nothing to do with pie. So what's the relationship with pie and cake? Anybody, I mean, it's made the same basic ingredients, right? Except they put flavors.
No.
well, in the camp.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, not the same. Because
Tita wouldn't know how to cook anything.
Pies are the crust, and then there's some kind of filling, whether it's a fruit filling or a pureed kind of pudding filling and stuff. And then cakes are more spongy. I mean, they're both desserts, both baked goods, I would say.
There's a Dutch cookbook that was dated 1514 that lists a recipe for apple pie, standard pie crust, slices of soft seedless apples, and ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, mace, sugar. You know, I find it's all interesting. This stuff's been around for a long time, for centuries. And then the English had their version of an apple pie. Goes back to the time of Chaucer. It has figs, raisins, pears, apple.
See, they ruined apple pie.
Yeah.
I like raisins.
Anything with raisins.
I like raisins. You don't like raisins? I love raisins.
I like raisins, but just, you know, normal, like normally just eating them, not so much cooked in anything. I don't like cooked
raisins ruin everything that they're in. So by themselves, they're okay.
No.
But raisins in apple pie ruins it. Raisins in any type of chocolate candy is gross.
Yeah, well, especially if you think it's a chocolate chip, because there's nothing worse than biting into something and you think it's one thing and it's something else.
The biggest disappointment in the food world.
Well,
yeah,
I have oatmeal raisin cookies. Those are yummy.
But you expect it because it's in the name.
Well, okay, so you're all about expectation. I'm about reality. Caramelized
the reality
apples.
Is I want to know if a raisin is sneaking up on me. That's what I want to know.
You're right. So we have to see if we can make a good commercial
it's
out
like
of
a
that.
Walnut in a brownie. I don't want a walnut in a brownie.
If you make cookies, label your cookies. If it's
I don't
chip,
either.
Label
By the way,
chip.
That's right. I don't want nuts in my brownies. I don't want nuts in, no. Uh-uh.
Right.
But cookies, yeah. All right, so we had the French, let's see, the Dutch, the English, and the French apple pie is tartatin, isn't it?
Tartatin.
Huh? How do you pronounce
it? Tartatin.
Tartatin.
Tartatin. He's like a Disney cartoon.
Tartatin.
Yeah.
The French also caramelize. Say that again, Doug. Caramelize their apples. That adds
the
to the flavor.
The French do know how to do it. That is true.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. The caramelized apples, and then you bake it. Oh, that is really good. And there are nary a raisin in sight.
To the colonies, and Johnny Appleseed saw that lots of apple trees were planted, and bingo, there we are. Now we have apple pie.
But see, that's actually that's not really true. Johnny Appleseed, I don't know who he was, but
you don't know the story of Johnny Appleseed? What in the world's the matter with you?
But the truth is, since you say you like reality, the reality is there were no apple trees in the Americas. So they were transplanted.
Why Johnny Appleseed planted them all over the place.
Okay,
you better look that up in your Googling.
All right. So he's responsible for planting apple trees?
Yep. Yes, he is.
All right,
other food news. McDonald's is going to package some kind of new package to promote vaccines. So they're going to try to remind their customers. How's this going to go over with the McDonald's crowd, ladies? Either of you go to McDonald's?
Occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the last time I've been, but sure, yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, I think it's, if this is happening July 4th or in July when this launches, who isn't aware of the vaccine at that point?
Right. This looks like an opportunity here. It's a promotional opportunity. All right, and there's Chick-fil-A.
Now, this is news that people are not going to like.
Okay, so help yourself. Explain what the new limits are on the number of sauces that you can get at Chick-fil-A.
Well, there's a sauce shortage at Chick-fil-A, and this is all due to the supply chain and the pandemic and everything else. And so normally Chick-fil-A customers, if you've ever been online at Chick-fil-A, you know, people get like 10 or 12 packages of sauce. And so now it's going to be limited to one container of sauce per entree, two sauces per meal, and three sauces for a 30-count chicken nugget box. So if you want more than that, then you specifically have to ask the staff members, and they will direct you to the 8-ounce bottle of sauce that you can buy.
You buy. Yeah,
but they are not giving out any more packets of sauce than the new allotment.
So is that going
to
affect?
Still enough? Isn't that enough, two sauce packs per meal?
You would think, but every time I've been at a Chick-fil-A, everyone in front of me, I'm always amazed at how many sauces. They go, can I have two of this and three of that and four of those? It's crazy.
Good grief.
Yep.
Good to know. Velvet ice cream has been recalled. Listeria. This is something, if you look around, I talk about this all the time. It could happen in ice cream. Excuse me, if it's not properly frozen, the bacteria gets in, whether it's listeria, salmonella, E. coli. And just this is the latest for ice cream and sorbet products. They were manufactured in late March in the stores, a lot of stores in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. So you ladies like Velvet ice cream?
I don't know this. This is a brand, right? Velvet is the brand?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever had it.
I don't know that I've had it. Yeah.
I don't know.
How does Listeria get into ice cream? I don't get it.
They don't chill it fast enough. When they're producing it, the milk or cream that they're using is not chilled fast enough. With milk, when the milk comes out of the cow, in any dairy that is doing it the right way, the milk comes down the pipeline, goes into the tank, and within 45 seconds, it's supposed to be at 36 degrees. If it doesn't get to that temperature fast, then the bacteria that is natural in the milk coming from the cow is going to propagate. And if the milk is over 40 degrees or doesn't stay below 40 degrees, you might as well kiss it goodbye because the bacteria in it will go wild. Mm. It's just that's the way it is. So if they don't chill this stuff fast enough, then they're going to have a problem. And that's what
the
I'm
bacteria
working.
Builds. Wow.
Yep. That's
CJ, one thing you'll learn here is that if you ever have a question about listeria, salmonella, compost, cow poop, Doug is your man. He always has the answer right away.
Better than Wikipedia.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. The Wikipedia of germs. That's me. Next up, Tyson Foods is expanding. This is really something. Because I do the American Family Farmer Show every week on many of these same stations, and you get your podcast at American Family Farmer Show, we talk about lots of different things. Matter of fact, I might as well spend a moment talking about the podcasts that are up there now, the most recent ones. We have talked about rooftop gardens and how they're exploding this year. They did last year, but now that we're into the season again, you can go to any big city. It used to be just kind of like New York, but now any big city has tall buildings. They're building these gardens, and there also are floating gardens, Victoria, that they're making with large, big tins, big vats of water. People are doing aquaculture and hydroponic stuff on the rooftops of big buildings. Kind of cool. So that's something that we talk about. We have one of the recent podcasts, American Family Farmer, has Michael Harrison, who's been on this program, talking about his new song from an album. The song's called I Know You Are Real. It's about animals, respect for animals, belief about animals that we have. And so that's something that's in the most recent podcast. Also, I talk about everything that comes from tractor supplies made in China. So avoid that. There are all kinds of other things going on because agriculture is important. So find, if you will, the program American Family Farmer, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you can get podcasts there as well. Now, to Tyson Foods and what they're doing, the folks who, as I look around at the problem, and the problem is becoming very severe. Tyson is expanding everywhere, and the Chinese are buying into Tyson big time. They almost have control. They almost have controlled interest in Tyson. It's the largest food company in the world. Now, can you imagine the Chinese government get a hold of the largest food? I don't know if you knew that Tyson Foods, the largest food packager in the world. And so there are a lot of farmers who, in Tennessee especially, were growing chickens for Tyson. And now, apparently, the Tyson's folks have decided that they're going to build their own massive chicken farming operation. See, this is the Chinese influence. They're not going to hire farmers anymore. They're going to buy the land. Farmers, what's gone on now is farmers would contract with Purdue and Tyson and some of the other people that, that have big labeled chicken names. And so the chickens were grown and sold to Tyson. Now the Chinese, they want to control the land and the chicken and everything, the whole thing from beginning to end. So the company is building enormous chicken houses. The one that they're working on, the metal roof barns are as long as the Washington Monument is tall. They're under construction down. Have you seen any of these, Jay, down close to where you are? It's got to be in the local news. They got to be watching this thing.
I have not yet. No.
They're going to produce the concern is that with the size of these buildings, the Sierra Club, for example, says that because of the urine and feces that come from all these thousands, tens of thousands of birds, it'll be like what's produced by 16,000 humans in each barn every day.
Oh, right? That's intense.
Think of this. But then you're eating the stuff. That's what, I don't mind the manure spreading it. It's actually good for the fields. But the conditions in which they grow, the water, they recycle the water, it's an eyesore. There are people, the farmers that are down there that have been legitimately growing stuff. This is what's happening to agriculture. Not only to cow, you hear me talk about dairy all the time, but it's the same with chicken, the same with beef. These people want to control hogs, you name it. And they're all buying up their own land. They're putting the farmer out of business, the family out. They're growing. They're making a factory to grow this stuff. That's what they're doing. And do you think there's any nutritional value to the crap that they're growing? Of course not. There's nothing in there. They just make them, they give them hormones, so they grow fast. And the putrid smell that comes
from
the
food that they eat is all just soy filler.
Right.
It's like, think of it this way. If you, and I don't want to, slander, I'm just going to say fast food. I don't want to name a specific chain. But, in beef patties, which are not all beef, they're half soy filler and half meat.
Right.
So if you raised an animal, let's say, on that level of food, why would you want to then eat that animal? That's all it's been eating. It's like eating a fish that's only eaten plastic. Why would you want to eat that fish? It's only eaten plastic its whole life. So, that's the kind of level, I'm a non-meat eater, so it's easier for me to say this, I guess. But, people really do need to start thinking more about where their food has come from and what their food is eating.
No, they're cheap.
But you have to think about what did my food eat, because you're eating what your food ate.
You are what you eat, and so are the animals that have eaten whatever you're eating for animals, whatever they ate, you're eating.
Right.
And that's where the hormones and all the other stuff comes in. It's a mess. It's a real mess. So, again, probably food for thought, pardon the pun. 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
After the hour now on the DJD program, I'm Doug with Victoria and Jay, and Chuck Curry is here with the latest from Harrison Ford and the progress of Indiana Jones coming right up.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower, built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mult control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Ta-da. Who doesn't get excited when they hear the theme from Indiana Jones? Another John Williams compilation of great music put together. The score from these films all get us on the edge of our seats. So what's the latest encounter? What do we hear? What's seeping from the production? Because they're shooting it now, right? The next Indiana Jones, aren't they shooting that now?
Yeah, getting close, I think. It's going to happen, though. Spielberg will produce, not direct. He did the first four, the last one. I don't count, so really just three. Yeah, and I don't like it. I love the first three. The last one, it's pretty bad, actually. So James Mangold, who did the movie Logan, he's a really good director. He's taking over the reins. Harrison Ford will be back. I don't know how many sidekicks they're going to add around him. I have to think they're going to add a few. I'd like to see a female action-oriented sidekick in this installment. Shia LaBeouf, they tried to do that in the last one. It just did not. So you agree. It was a bad film. You agree.
Yeah. What, with Shia LaBeouf?
The Kingdom in the Crystal Skull was a bad
one. That one was terrible. Horrible. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf was not great. That whole film was not good.
I mean, handing the crystal to the alien at the end, I mean, it was so dumb. I remember watching in the theater, and I was groaning out loud.
So anyway, which is hard to believe, because Paramount's going to do a 4K Blu-ray release. That means higher resolution, more clarity. They did a remaster on the transfers. Raiders of the Lost Ark will have its 40th anniversary this year. It came out in 1981, 40 years old. Raiders, it's hard to believe, but it's a fact.
Wow. There you go. All right. What else you got cooking besides?
You know anything about 4K? You know anything? You have a 4K TV, Doug?
I do.
Yeah. Here's the thing about 4K. 4K is beautiful, I think, for older films. Some of the newer stuff, the clarity is so clear, it almost has what they call a soap opera effect. And when people buy a 4K TV, there's a factory setting that is not set correctly that you have to go in and reset, or you're going to have a really, really magnified soap opera effect. And the movie doesn't look like a movie. It looks like a daytime soap opera, which is not a good thing. There's a lot of stuff you could Google about 4K TVs. That's a pretty accurate assessment, though.
Really? And so yeah. When you're watching television, what are your favorite TV shows?
I'll give you an example. In my ice cream parlor, I have a 65-inch 4K TV, so I play movies every day. Batman Begins plays every single day, 365 days a year.
Of course it does.
Yeah, it does. Actually, I've been playing a lot of Man of Steel also, because that movie moves from beginning to end, and I like playing
that. That was an underrated movie.
Yeah, well, the more I watch it, I've now seen it about 482 times. It gets better. It gets better each time.
Well, there you go.
All right. So, if I were to say to you, what was the most questionable movie that was ever produced? Anybody bothered to produce? In your mind, what is the most questionable waste of time?
I have an easy answer. In 1987, Universal produced Jaws of Revenge. They hired Joseph Sargent, who did an amazing movie back in 1973 called The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. Great director. Gets attached for whatever reason. He had no idea what he was doing. The script is awful. Goes from Cape Cod, swims to the Bahamas to seek revenge on Roy Scheider's wife, Lorraine Gary, Mrs. Brody.
It is
the worst idea ever greenlit. They spent $50 million. The shark looks like a piece of cardboard. Michael Caine is actually quite good in the movie, but that is the biggest
waste of time, the
worst movie ever greenlit by a major studio. I remember going when I was a kid, there was a sign at the box office that said, no refunds. That's how bad that movie was.
There you go. Chuck Curry.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.